Blog Talk Radio.
Trillion dollar flow.
Trillion dollar
from LA
flow.
To Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama. Texas. The trillion dollar flow.
Tonight, this is Trillion Dollar Flow Night, and we're going to talk about finance and your money. Now, it's time for you, net, to get your money. When you got a need, you plant a seed. And when you plant that seed, you're going to get a harvest. But you got to plant the seed. And some of you don't get what's going on. I want to tell you, this is March, and this month should be a financial blessing for you. And it should be a door open up for you. And you, every letter, every telephone call has been a blessing. Now, them that want a financial blessing, press 1 on your phone. If you want a financial blessing, because I'm opening up a financial blessing for you, because it's coming quick, fast, and in a hurry. Every letter, every telephone call, I'm praying for you and you. Some of you have forgot. If you got a need, you plant a seed. When you plant that seed, you're going to get a breakthrough quick, fast, and in a hurry. But you got to be able to plant that seed in order to get the blessings that you want to come to you. So what I'm saying to you tonight, God's getting ready to open that door up for you, but you got to claim what you want God to do for you and how you want it. Now, what I'm saying tonight, this is the $1 trillion flow night. Talking about the banks that went belly up. Some people taking their money out the bank and they wondering why. All the silver, all the gold belongs to God. You have not because you ask not. You got to ask for what you want. I want a house. I want a car. I want good living. I want money. All the silver, all the gold belongs to God. This is the $1 trillion flow night. That means that trillions of dollars being spent on war. $1 trillion being spent on planes. They just had a drone to go down in the Mediterranean. Over $1 trillion. That money could have fed somebody. That money could have helped get you a home. That same money could help your kids to make it through school and college. So it's important to know all the silver, all the gold belongs to God. And once you understand that, you understand what you got to do and what you got to go and what you have to do. So get ready for God to pour out a divine blessing for you. And it's going to happen quick, fast, in a hurry. So what you got to do, understand what you need, what you want God to do for you. I decree on this Friday, March the 17th, and we're talking about Archangel Michael is the angel, and he's the angel. Exodus 14:14. I'm praying for you, every letter, every telephone call, and those that have called me, those that have wrote me, and those that have got their blessing. Get ready, because the best is yet to come. Get ready for a new door to open up. Get ready for God to bring you into your new business. Said new business. I know you don't understand what I'm saying. Sometimes you got to speak for that door to be open for you. Sometimes you got to ask God for what you want. And God's going to give you what you want quick, fast, and in a hurry. You know, and when God give it to you, you have to understand it's a call. If you got a need in the Bible, everybody that was there, the widow woman, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all of them, they had to plant a seed for what they want. Now, Ned, you say, you know what you want. Do you really want God to take you to the next level? Do you really want to be able to help somebody? The widow woman gave her last hoe cake to the prophet. But in process of doing that, God come back and she fed the whole neighborhood. And when her son got sick, the prophet come and prayed for her son and he got healed. So God got a ram in the bush for you. You got to get ready to receive what God got for you. What is your assignment for 2023? What is your assignment? Where are you supposed to be going in 2023? Have you made up your mind? How did I get at this place? What I need to do to get my life together? You know, I decree tonight
a house, a home, finish school and college, get your degree. But you got to reach out and say, Bishop, I want to help somebody. Somebody, I'm talking about tonight, is the Trillion Flow. I talk about Mississippi, Alabama, all of that. When I talk about the Trillion Flow, all them places, they didn't have no job. They got jobs. In California, they got floods and storms. I already prophesied earthquakes and storms. I prophesied that already. And it's coming true. Glory, hallelujah. I want you to get ready. Put this down. Master Musa. Now, if somebody told me, he said, Bishop, I want a business. I decree your business tonight. I want you to get ready. So if you got a need, Gary Wayne, you plant a seed. If you got a need, you plant a seed. And I want to tell you, I never forget this. Bishop Gabe Mal Moe came over to the church, and we was there. Said Bishop Moe came in, and Sister Lena May Anderson, and Sister Lena May was the assistant pastor at House of Prayer, along with Pastor Edward, and that's in Monroe, Louisiana. We was there. So Bishop Moe came and sat in the pulpit, and Lena May said, Bishop, do you want me to go get you something to eat? Bishop said, no, darling, just go get me a loaf sandwich. That was a little strange for the bishop, you know, over the Church of God in Christ and over the spiritual churches. But she obeyed Bishop. She went and got that. When you give the bishop a glass of water, it's a blessing. And Sister Lena May did that and brought it back. He said, that's what I wanted. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying, it's a blessing coming for you, but you cut your blessing off because you won't obey. See, if you got a need, you plant a seed. This, the night is the $1 trillion book. Look at all that money. The people went and got all their money out the bank up in California. Because the bank, we finding out that the people over the bank been stealing money. It's going to come out. Them presidents, them people that running the bank been stealing the money out the back door. That's why the bank went bankrupt. There's another bank going bankrupt. But I'm saying for you tonight to get ready for your, I want you to seed. That's what I want you. I want you to say, Bishop, I want to seed for my business. I want to seed for my home. I want to see for my family. I want to see for my son, my daughter to get out of jail. I want to see. If you got any, see, Abraham seeded. Meshach, Abednego, they seeded. And when they got in the fire, God came in and made that furnace, made that air conditioner. I want to tell you tonight the $1 trillion flow. I'm going to play a little $1 trillion flow. I want to get your mind on that. You can have what you want. This is what I want to say tonight, that who really seeded was Master Musa. Master Musa, everywhere he went, he was a black man. He seeded all over the country, silver, gold. Everywhere he went, people got rich. When you got a need, you plant a seed. I'm asking you tonight, the seed to the ministry. Go to my website, theseedabrahamyosite.com, or else go to Cash Out and send it. And when you send it with a word that I'm seeding for my new car. I'm seeding for my health. I'm seeding for my new business. I claim that new business. Somebody said, Bishop, I need a home. You got it. Somebody said, I need my business. You got it. On this Friday, this is the 17th, and I want to tell you, I'm talking about a divine, a financial blessing from God, the covenant of God giving you the blessing that you need. Yeah, you can make it. Everything going to be all right. I claim Exodus 14:14, the 23rd number, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want, yet though I walk through the valley. When you walk with God, God's going to open up a door. He's going to put somebody in your life to help you, not to pull you down, to help you. See, the widow woman gave the prophet her last whole cake. She said, I'm going to eat this and die. And when you go to Philippians 4:13, you see where the woman fed everybody in the neighborhood in the trillion-dollar flow. Is that what you got to understand? You're in the
trillion-dollar
flow.
From L.A. to Miami. Minnesota, Detroit. Chicago. Alabama. Texas. The trillion-dollar flow.
I claim your healing tonight, wherever you might be, Atlanta, Georgia, Mississippi. God, you know, I was with Native America, and the 38 Indian was hung up in South Dakota. They called him the 38 South Dakota, and I found out that under Abraham Lincoln, the 38 Native American was hung, 38 of them. And I thought about that. They hung 38 Native Americans, Hitler killed 6 million Jews. The American white man killed over 100 black folks, hung them, lynched them in Mississippi, Arkansas. So we done come a long ways. And I want to say to you, you have to understand, you got to invest into you and your family. We've been up in Chicago. We got 2 males running from that, one black, one white. And the black folks still saying, I want the white ice because it's colder. You know, we all messed up. But prayer changes things. I want to tell you tonight, we're talking about economics. See the bank with belly up? Well, ain't black folks ain't got no money in the bank nowhere, so they ain't got to worry about the bank going bankrupt. The little money they get, they spend it before they get it. At the mall. In the mall. They get the money on Friday, Saturday, it's gone. You know, what I'm saying to you, get ready for the trillion flow. Get ready for 2023 to be a blessing for you and your family. And I want you to say this with me. Say, Bishop, I claim what God got for me, my house, my home, my health. You got to claim it. You got to claim it in the power of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Glory, hallelujah. I see somebody right now. God just told me it's a healing taking place on your right side. Somebody getting ready, being healed in their breast area. The little knot gonna go away. Somebody in their back, that sugar, that high blood that you ain't got, going away. Get ready for the trillion flow tonight. Get ready for that door to open up that been closed. God gonna open it up. And I'm telling you, the floods, the storm. The lady was calling me and said, Bishop, we had a terrible storm here in Texas. I said, don't worry, because after the storm come, floods coming. After floods come, tornadoes coming. See, until this country deal with feeding hungry people, did this country get ready to deal with black people in the right way? Give us our 40 acres, a mule, give us reparation. And it's going to be back to back. Things going to happen to somebody repent. The wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. Get ready. So I'm going to live that right life. Get ready. I got a call about the man got his head cut off down there in Taylor, Mississippi, somewhere around Jackson going out of Memphis. Evil is everywhere. But I want to tell you tonight, let go and let God. Everybody listen tonight, them that download, I want you to get ready for God to do a new thing with you. I've been praying for some of you calling you, and some of you understand. I want each person to listen tonight to plant a seed, this is Friday. Net, I want you to plant a seed. I want you to get ready and say, I don't care what you want, so this is the seed for my needs. I don't know what you want, but I want to tell you, as I go to Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, up in Minnesota, as I go up to New York, God already said there's some doors going to be opened up. Some of you getting ready to be millionaires and don't know it. See, first you got to have good health. Your mind got to be straightened out, because a lot of evil and witchcraft has blocked you from your financial wealth. But I'm telling you, God's getting ready to turn this thing around. He's going to do it quick, fast, and somebody said, Bishop, in a hurry. Get ready for God to do it. Bless you tonight. This is Trillion Dollar Flow. I want you to turn your Bible to the 23rd number from the Lord is my shepherd. That's what I want. I want you to get ready for this month. This is the 17th. They're talking about, and I'm talking about, a breakthrough for you. You know, and I know, I want to say this here. Sister Lynn May, when it got there up a long time, forgave my mom. She stayed blessed. Whatever she wants, she got it. And I understood that. We was at Bishop Ross down in Baton Rouge. Bishop Ross fixed the whole meal. And everybody in the whole church got blessed. Bishop Ross fixed all the meal. And I know Prophet Johnson used to cook for the whole church. And the whole church was blessed. Okay, what I'm telling you tonight, God got a blessing with your name on. Can't nobody steal it. Can't nobody take it. It belongs to you. They can't take what God has given you
And tonight, I want to claim your healing. The $1 trillion flow, east, west, north, and south. Every breakthrough is the power of the Holy Ghost. You know, I was thinking about how blacks in Chicago, I got to say that, you know, you got a white man running, got a black man running. You got half of the blacks with the white man and the other one with the black man. But all the white folks, the white man, the big companies. But I sit back, I said, God will work this thing out. I let it alone. You got to understand, when God step up, he make things happen. And I want to tell you, we're going through something in our lives right now. The flood. Never had flood up in California. Never had snow in California. But back to back. And when you go to Florida, you're going to see there are going to be hurricanes back to back. There in Texas, tornadoes back to back. One time tore it up. God is trying to get the attention. And I want to tell you, in my prophecy, I talked about some of the stuff happening, already happening. And man, keep messing up. Keep fighting each other. The wages of sin is death, but gift of God eternal life. I want you tonight to claim what you want. And I want you to see to what you want. See, Master Musa was the richest man in the world. Ain't nobody Google him. He was a black man. The richest man in the world. In the world. Reason he was so rich, he seen it. He had a, when he moved, a whole town moved. Just think about what I'm saying. When he moved cattle, horses, people moved because he was the richest man in the world. And he believed in God and he seen it. God going to put somebody in your life to help you build that house. Well, Bishop, I don't need no house. He's going to help you get that financial business you want. He's going to help you with your healing. But you got to be able to turn things around. I was talking to the Queen of Night earlier. I said, everything working out. And I was talking to Mother Egypt. I told her everything going to work out. And the Queen of Coins, I said, everything going to work out. Now, I'm trying to give you some information tonight where you can go knowing, sowing, and flowing in the right direction. I learned one thing from Prophet Johnson. He said, everything in divine order. People come to see him. They sit down. He said, everything in divine order. He said, everything in divine order. What he was saying, God got you. You all right. Because I'm taking care of your business. And I want to tell you tonight, just like Prophet Johnson said, tonight for you, each one that's listening, everything in divine order, God going to take care. All you got to do is write down that this is my seed for my need. And there's some money. 1238, that's the money being loosened up. That law, you're going to turn that money loose. When that money turn that loose, you can go on where you need to go. 4515, that's the money coming to you. And don't forget to see. 9141, that's the money being released for you. 8138, that's the money being released for you. Start the day. 8138, started looking for that house. When you look at it, when you find it, call me. The bishop, this is what I want. I don't care where it's at. Got how much it costs. All you got to say, this is what I want. God will do the rest. 9141, you got a need. You plant that seed and tell me. And you said the one thing. Each of you said, I call on the spirit of the Almighty God and the spirit of Master Musa, and I'm going to get what I want. 45:15, I see you in your new building. I see you people coming for you, and I see that the spirit of your ancestors going to be right there, and it's going to be successful. All of them haters, and get away from them. All of them that you can't do it, get away from them. Because God's going to bless you. 12:83, God's going to put a financial blessing in your hand to do what you want to do with. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to prophesy this to you. All is well. Because people come to try, but I want to tell you, prophet walking through every day, Lord, hallelujah, tell you 2020, get ready for the new car. Go look for it. You got it. Look for it. Touch it. This is what I want. And go talk to the man. God's going to do the rest. I wish I had somebody know. I'm talking about the $1 trillion flow tonight. All them banks closed down. I ain't worried about too many blacks because they ain't got no money in the bank. No way. I got a few pennies, but I'm talking about trillions of dollars being moved. And they're sending all kind of money to Ukraine over there, and Russia and America is fighting. Really, America and Russia is really fighting. It's just like you get somebody a rock to hit somebody. Who's doing the fight? Well, America's giving them the rock, and China giving Putin rock. So really, America and Russia's fighting. Okay, you see what I'm saying? So what I'm trying to let you know tonight, get ready for God to bless you quick in a hurry. You have not because you ask not. Some of you are so caught up. One lady told me, I can't win. But I said, you ain't seeded nothing. You see, you see one penny, you think you're going to get $1 million for a penny? When you see and you ask God for what you want, he going to give it to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. Okay. I learned that from Bishop Ross. And I learned that from Bishop Moore. I learned that from some of the prophets down in, you know, when I was with Mother Francis down in Algeria. Okay. And, you know, we got ready to get the church. We didn't have no money. We seeded. We got the church. Some of us know. We was on Powell Street, from Powell Street to Orange Street to Garden Street. And everybody chipped in. You know, when you get stuff, people get greedy. When you get a new car, they get greedy. You get some money, they get jealous. Family get jealous. When you get money, you know, and all that happens. But God's still in control. And I want to say that to you. I want to tell you, 30-30, all is well. And after you come from Detroit and you go up to California and see some people, come back. And when you go to Mississippi, you're going to find out it's some oil on your dad and mama property. And once you find out that, you ain't got to be bombing around because the money is there. Net, get ready. Net, I want you to send a seed quick, fast, and in a hurry. And you know what you need to send it for. Like I called your brother. He ain't called me. But I'm going to call him back to New York and see what's happening with him. Pearl Williams, thank you for your seed. And, and you know something? I want to say this to Pearl. Pearl, you planted that seed. Somebody came home. I'm going to leave that alone. Don't say nothing, Mary. I know you're laughing. When she planted that seed, whatever root they had on it, that seed broke it up. Let me say that again. Whatever spell that was put on him, when she planted that seed, it broke it up. He's back at home. Hello.
Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today. Victory is mine. Our total faith.
you claim them. I heard David say, the Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. You have not because you ask not. I wonder what you ask God for. And I'm asking you tonight, what is your assignment? How did you get, and I want to say this here, how did black folks get where we at now when we're fighting each other? Turning away from God. You got to turn back to God, and God going to fix it quick, fast, and in a hurry. Exodus 14:14. Exodus 23:20. He going to send his angels, and he's going to send his ancestors, and they're going to protect you. They're going to walk with you. They're going to guide you to the next level. I heard David say, the Lord is my shepherd. So you got to claim God is your God, body, mind, soul. And right now, I'm praying for this person having, I just got revelation knowledge in their legs and their knees. I'm praying for these young folks. They're going to find them on these drugs. There's lots of drugs out here. And there's lots of young folks taking these pills and falling dead. There's a lot going on. But I want to tell you tonight, if you stay in the will of the Almighty, he will keep protection over you and your family. And whatever you need, God got what you need. God got what you want. Glory. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you tonight, I got a word that brother was in the nursing home. And I'm praying for Brother Berto, who is a prophet, but sometimes the devil try to get you. But I decree he's going to be all right. And, you know, sometimes he puts you somewhere to die. And God said, prophet, lift him up. You know, Hezekiah asked for some more days. And sometimes you can't ask somebody got to ask for you. Glory, hallelujah. And I want to tell you, 1283 is some big money coming when you make that trip on that plane. Don't care no jinx with you. Don't care nobody jinx you. You won't get what you're supposed to get. Glory, hallelujah. I got some people down in Monroe. I got to take the root off of them. They've been rooted and booted. I ain't calling no names, so devil, don't be laughing. They've been rooted and booted. But I'm going to take that spell off of them. Glory, hallelujah. And you know, I didn't understand when Bishop Mo said, if some people is rooted and booted, and they're going to be all right. And I heard Prophet John say, everything in divine order. When it's in divine order, God have took it over. Get that Bible quick and turn to the 23rd number of Psalms. I want you to turn that. Just get it and open it up to 23rd number of Psalms. And I want you to know that whatever you, this guy asked me, he said, Bishop, I went and looked at the truck today. I ain't got no money. I said, get in the truck. Tell the man you want to get in the truck. And tell the man that just what you want. He got in the truck, told the man what he wanted. The man said, how much you got? He said, I ain't got nothing right now, but I got a job. He said, come on in the office. You know, he left there with that truck and didn't have a dime. Y'all, I'm going to leave you. Don't you know, y'all understand. When God get ready to bless you, the devil and hell can't stop you. When God get ready to give you your business, and I know this young lady has a business, but the devil got involved. But God has pushed the devil out the way now. This business is going to be the biggest business in the town, not in the town, in the state of Louisiana. People coming. I ain't going to say nothing about that. And I want to tell you, I want you to start to looking for what you want. This is March. By April or May, you should have. And when you find it, call me. I'm going to tell you what to do. See, Joshua walked around the walls and they come tumbling down. Maybe some something you have to do and the walls will come tumbling down for you to be financially successful. Where you can get the car that you want. And young lady, you supposed to go stop that car and get it fixed. The spirit just told me, if you ain't get it Monday, you make sure you go over there or somebody tell you and tell people come get the car and fix it. Because that car is going to be part of your business. Uh-huh. They want to buy it and all. You keep it because it's a blessing and it's old school. And once it's fixed, you're going to be a lot of people want to buy it, but it's going to sit right in front of your business when you drive it. Thank you, Karen Spirit. I'm going to leave that alone. I want to let you know I'm praying for some people that I know rooted and booted, but we're going to turn it around. I said, get the 23rd number from the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Let me go to 8138. Did you get the Lord is my shepherd? I shall not want. Did you get that? 8138. Thank you. I want to make sure you got that. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I want to let you know God is able to bless you quick, fast, and in a hurry. And I just want to say this tonight, putting all my mind, soul, and body on God. And whatever you got, God, Father God, would come at this hour. In this $1 trillion flow hour tonight, the trillion flow, bless somebody, heal their mind, soul, and body. And I heard you say the Lord, David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. David, a man after David, a shepherd boy. David, Jesse, baby boy, but he obeyed God. And I want you to obey God. And God going to do it for you quick, fast. Somebody said, Bishop, in a hurry.
Yeah. I shall not want. It's about a personal thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
He maketh me.
Yeah.
To lie down in green pasture.
Yes.
He leadeth me beside the still water.
Yes.
He restoreth my soul.
Yes.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
He restoreth my soul.
Yes.
Yea, though I walk
yes.
through the valley of the shadow of death,
yes.
I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Yes.
My Lord.
Isn't it so?
Yeah.
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Yeah.
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
Yeah.
Thou anointest my head
yeah.
with oil.
Yeah.
My cup runneth over.
Yeah.
A very personal thing.
Yeah.
I don't think too much of people who have no personal testimony.
All right.
About God and his goodness.
Yeah.
The folks say, well, you know, I'm not very much of a talker.
Yeah.
And I can't say anything in church.
Mm-hmm.
If God has meant anything in your life, you ought to be willing to say anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ought to be able to say what God means to me.
Yeah.
Well,
amen.
The Lord means anything, let the saints of God say so.
Yeah.
With me.
Well,
if David was the author of this passage, then it was born out of some of his experiences.
Yes, sir.
Possibly at the time that he penned this particular passage, this psalm, he was sitting upon an ivory throne.
Yeah.
Israel's first citizen. With a scepter of authority in his hand.
Well,
with courtiers and ambassadors gathered before him.
Yeah.
And yeah, he takes the retrospect back down the vista of the past.
Well,
and began to think about those things that brought him over.
Yeah.
Had it been his skillfulness?
Well,
had it been his superior intelligence? Had it been his political maneuvering? Had it been his contacts? Had it been money? Had it been armies?
No,
well,
no.
No, sir. It had been the Lord.
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
Thus he says, the Lord has been my shepherd.
Yes.
No wonder the man said, through many dangerous trials and snares. I have already come. It wasn't money. It wasn't military power. It wasn't chicanery. It wasn't political strings being pulled. It was grace that brought me saved thus far. And grace will lead me on. Here's a man who had been brought by God from the obscurity of the dry and barren hills of Judah to the throne of Israel.
Well,
here's a man who come up from the unknown and have faced the fear of giant Goliath outside in the town of Succoth at the Valley of Elah with the soldiers of Israel arrayed on one mountain and the soldiers of the Philistines arrayed on the other.
Well,
and this man who had been decorated for his valor and bravery was walking between the mountains exclaiming in loud tones of profanity or exclaiming profanity against the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob. You know how he requested audience with the king and how he started out with Saul's own helmet on his head. Saul's own sword in his hand. Saul's own shield on his arm. But having no experience and training in this kind of a thing, he took them back and requested only his sling and God. You know the victory that he brought to Israel. And when he went marching back to the capital, the women along the way composed a new song. Saying, Saul hath killed his thousands, but David has killed his 10,000. You know the jealousy that this aroused in Saul. And how Saul sought to kill him. And how he had to run and hide. And one day when there were a company of men coming in from the south. And another company closing in from the north. And another one from the east and another one from the west. And there was no escape for David. And God whispered to a spider and told David to run in a cave. And told that spider to get busy and web up that cave. And when the soldiers got there, God is my shepherd. To my satisfaction. He let me then lay down in a plenty. Green pasture. To green pasture. That's why I don't like to hear people talking about I'm a Christian and trying to be all pitiful. No, this thing is nothing piteous. I'm a child of the king. And my father says, the world is mine. And the fullness thereof belongs to me. Gold and silver are mine. And I have 10,000 blessings in my hand. Just for charity. Nothing pitiful. He makes me to lie down in green pasture. Yes, he does. And he leads me beside the still water. Still water. They tell me that this part of the verse was inspired by an occurrence that constantly or frequently occurred with respect to shepherds and their sheep in Palestine. It is said that very often when the sheep went down to the Sea of Galilee, the waves were billowing and tossing. Sheep being of a timid nature, why, I would leave very often without sufficient drink. Shepherds devised a scheme to dig a trench leading from the main stream. And then let the trench run over, and at the end of the trench, dig a pool and let the water from the main stream run out and run through the trench and into the pool. And the water in the pool was called still water. Though the waves were dashing out here, though the white caps were kissing one another upon the surface of at this same passage, the 23rd Psalm.
Yes.
And when everything was gone, he began reading, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures." Yes, he does. "He leadeth me in paths of righteousness." You know, my brothers and my sisters, don't you know I would lose my way but for the fact that the Lord leads me?
Well,
but you see, the way of righteousness is a narrow way.
Boy.
The way of truth is a narrow way.
Well,
the way of love is a narrow way.
Yeah.
The way of justice is a narrow way.
Well,
certainly the way of righteousness is a narrow way.
Yeah.
And I believe that almost any of us would lose our way if it were not for God.
Yes.
But the reason why I do not lose my way always,
yes,
the Lord leads me.
Yes.
For the Lord is my shepherd, and
yes,
I shall not want.
Yes, sir.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
Yes.
He leads me by the still waters.
Yes.
He restores my soul.
Boy.
I don't believe you know what I'm talking about tonight. Oh, Lord, he leads me in paths of righteousness.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord, he's holding my hand. Otherwise, I'd go astray.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I'll take the road to destruction.
Yeah.
But the Lord is holding my hand.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about tonight.
Yeah.
But in the highways and byways of life, I like to feel that the Lord is leading me. On the streets of Detroit or wherever I go, I like to feel that he's leading me. Leading me around the danger. Leading me around the pitfall. Yea, though I walk through the valley,
yeah,
of the shadow of death.
Well,
you know, some people feel that this is when you die.
Yeah.
Hold on. But I'm not only in death's shadows when I die.
Well,
sometimes in the midst of life, I'm in the shadow of death.
Yeah.
Hold on. And the only reason why that I don't lose heart,
well,
the only reason why I don't give up, my God,
yeah,
he lost and his bed,
yeah,
by my side.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I don't have to worry,
no,
and I don't have to get in any hurry.
Yeah.
Somebody may say, well, don't you know life's valley is dangerous?
Yeah.
And don't you know it's fraught with death?
Yeah.
And if you got to go through, you ought to hurry,
yeah,
and go on through.
Yeah.
I tell those people, no. Take my time.
Yeah.
Not even if I hurt.
No, no.
His rod and his staff by my side.
Yeah.
Every time that I get afraid, I feel him near me. Oh, Lord. And when enemies have predicted that I'm through, when enemies have said that he's finished, oh, Lord, he doesn't have anything to see me eating. Oh, Lord, he put the diet and the menu of love on my table. He put the menu of peace on my table. He put on the menu inner contentment and satisfaction. And even it all around me. And unless I get a friend, he pulls off. The valley's green. The Lord down by the still water.
Not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Well, yes.
The 23rd Psalm.
Amen.
I believe this passage to be one of the most well-known passages in all of the Bible. I believe that this passage is not only possibly better known than the average passage of Scripture, but that it has been whispered by more people in trouble. It has been quoted by more people on sick beds. It has been uttered by more dying lips, possibly than any other passage in all of the Bible. It is said that once in London, England, there were a group of artists and entertainers in the city. And by some scheme, some enterprising person was able to get most of them together in one place so as to demonstrate their gifts. And when all of them had gone through their routines, they came down to an orator and a minister. And both of them were requested to recite the 23rd Psalm. The orator employed all of his innate gifts to speak, called upon all of his skill and gift of oratory. And when he had finished his recitation of this psalm, the house went up in thunderous applause. And then the minister arose rather solemnly and proceeded to recite the same passage. When he had finished, it is said that nobody applauded, but there was hardly a dry eye left in the house. The MC, upon commenting on the two who had recited this passage, said the orator recited this passage like a man who knew it and was gifted to recite it.